Hey, everybody. Code Pen Radio. Another episode coming at ya. Maybe a short one. We'll see. Sometimes the short ones feel like they're going to be long. I got Steven with me. Hello, Steven.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, as usual, Steven did most of the work on this one. This is a good one. It's pretty specific, but I think the way that I'm going to pitch this, which we're calling debug logs, that's what we call it internally. That's what we call it externally. It's like a whole thing. Is customer support. You know, like if you have an app that's specific to you and the people that use your app, and that's great. Maybe you attach Sentry to it or something. I promise this isn't Syntax FM. This is just a regular podcast, you know. But like maybe that tells you like when something goes wrong in your app, then it's like automatically reported and you go look in Sentry and that's fine. But all kinds of stuff can go wrong in an app, like just an unbelievable amount to it. And maybe like, I think there was a while we didn't even report client side to Sentry because it was like just too noisy.
Oh yeah.
It was like people with random browser
like
extensions.
Actual pin stuff. Errors in their code were coming through on Sentry. Oh, yeah. And so it was way too
There's
way
ways
too much.
To clean all that up. And, you know, I think we have over time, but I think we've settled on kind of a, like if there's a reason to report it, we just do it on purpose. We do it like opt-in rather than report any error that ever happens, at least client side. I think server side, we probably do capture whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's a little easier because of the server rule 500 or something, and then you just report it. Anyway, all kinds of stuff that goes wrong. Here's a list that Steven put together. Browser-specific bugs. You're in Firefox, something goes wrong, right?
Ugh, yeah.
Who knows? We have a developer audience, and they use crazy browsers, so there's that, too, especially beta builds and stuff like
all
that.
All those nightly builds, yeah, that's what gets you.
You know, we support all of planet Earth if we can. There's even, like, entire countries we've had to block. Very sorry about that, but, like, they're just spam disaster and stuff like that. That's not so much what we're dealing with, but, maybe the network is weird there, or, you know, there's the Great Wall of China, or there's all these other things that can go wrong. Maybe something like that is interfering with the functionality of CodePen. I don't know. It's good to be able to figure that out. And maybe there's something wrong with a specific user, the state of that individual specific user. And then just CodePen is just complicated. You write code and it goes through a very complicated build process. And then you see the output of it. Like maybe something went wrong there. Those are just four. I'm sure there's many more than that.
Yeah.
But anyway, what say you get in a really weird state? We tend to hear from people. We have a Discord. Feel free to join that Discord. I'd actually like to see more of you join the Discord. Actually, it's not exclusive, at least not at this point. You can just join it. I guess the easiest place to find a link to it is this isn't easy, but maybe I don't want it to be too easy. You go into the 2.0 editor and you find the little feedback link and it opens up a thing and you can just type in feedback if you want. Most people find support. We don't get a lot of action through that feedback form, but it's there. It's right in the 2.0 editor and right above it, it says, or join the Discord. Feel free to join the Discord. So we hear from you, and then like, and then what? Is it on you to just like write stuff, take screenshots? Sometimes we have to write back and be like, can you tell us what's going on in your console, please?
Please do write, and please do include a screenshot, especially with the console open. That's
I want to see
helpful.
What you see, please. I need to know. But Steven took this one step further. I don't even remember where this came from. It's such a good idea that I'm super down with it, but I don't remember being like, we should build like a super exotic version of this just for ourselves.
I don't remember the origin of it. We were probably running into something during beta and needed just a way to like capture the state of the editor in a certain way so that we could just look and see because we use Apollo for managing the overall like editor data, and mm-hmm. Apollo has a built-in cache to it that keeps all like your queries and all your reactive stuff like in memory.
This is a very important aspect to this, what you're explaining, I think, is that first of all, there's all this unknown stuff that can go wrong, and we have so much information in the Apollo cache, which is this love-hate piece of technology that we use at CodePen. But hopefully it's a little more love than hate. In this case, it actually activates this really useful ability, right? We have this big, giant chunk of state, and we can just grab it.
Well, and it's and it's even more than like what we store on the server, because there's so many like little calculated fields, like if a file is saved, like we do like hash comparison on the client. And that is a little piece of data that's in the Apollo client cache that's not obviously sent to the server, because that's only relevant on the client in that moment. But so many little things about the UI feed off that data. And so if something's off with that data, we don't necessarily know that unless somebody includes a screenshot and we are able to like track that down. So what we put together was the ability to just like snapshot the cache. Apollo has a built-in little extract function for the cache that gives you like an object containing all the current cache
which
data.
Which is just JSONable, right? So all the state that we're talking about, this robust giant piece of state, of which that miraculously to me, you can reconstruct our entire editor from this piece of state. Which is like, and, wow. I don't think if you just like hand rolled this app, that would be easy to do. Like we just got, this is kind of a freebie. And I'm sure you did a bunch of work to make it possible and stuff, but Apollo's like has handed this to us.
And it wasn't really even on the radar when we started like, you know, capturing this sort of data. It was just like, hey, we need to be able to dig in a little bit more. We started adding this data like to Sentry so that we could get a little bit more about like what the client's state was and dig into that data. But just looking at a chunk of JSON isn't really that helpful. So what I put together was a way to actually reload that snapshot, that those debug logs into our editor so that we could see the editor almost exactly how the user's seeing it. And that has been super cool to just drop that file in and boom, we've got it.
Okay, cool. So now that we have this, we do have like a, you know, it's not available to you. It's available only to us. We can take these JSON files that we now have, as they're just dumps of the state, and you drag and drop it and it recreates the entire editor and we see exactly what you see. You took it a little step further and you're tracking like any errors in the console and stuff get replayed, so we can look at that. Really kind of an amazing tool. And so you can send it to us. There's this amazing tool called the Omnibar, if you haven't heard of it, in the new editor, Command K or Control K, and you can just type debug in there and there's a little command and it'll just barf out one of these JSON logs for you. Might be useful for you to, you know, in case something crazy happened you couldn't save or something, you might be able to get a dump from this, which would be good. That probably won't come up, not to scare you, but whatever. And then like you were saying, I kind of forgot about this. You attached it to the Sentry logs too. So if the bug automatically happens, we can just, it's just there and we can be like, ooh, let's grab that. Feels very magical to me to have our little admin tool on our side and you drag and drop the little JSON file and it goes, whoop, this is what the user was seeing exactly through that rules, you know? Feels like a startup in itself.
But yeah, that was definitely a cool.
That's like a cool bonus thing.
Yeah. Right. Once I got that loaded and the UI was just completely restored, that was really sweet.
Well, it feels like Apollo should sponsor us. Do you realize? This feels like a startup, kind of. Like, just that tool is obviously pretty valuable to people.
Please sponsor us, but also fix some bugs.
Oh, yeah. Let's do both. We'll work it out. We're pretty expensive, but
we'll work with you.
We'll get it going on. Yeah, pretty cool. So I like the timing of when it happened. If we decided, I could see us, you know, just thinking ahead and being really proactive about stuff. We tend to roll like that at CodePen. That we're like, this is a good idea. We should do this. Let's make a ticket for it. Let's like have this super cool debugging machine built into 2.0. Because sometimes you like to... there's a feature like versions, which I'm sure we'll be talking about more and more coming up in the future, but I think we've mentioned it multiple times. It's basically done. So the CodePen 2.0 will have versions history that you'll be able to roll back in time. We can't just be like, get almost done with the product and then be like, we should do versions. Wouldn't that be neat? It's so fundamentally baked into low level data stuff that I remember us talking about that early on. It's like, if we're going to do this, even if we don't ship with it on day one, every decision needs to be based around the idea of that we support versions. And it's it turned out to be so true. There is so much. We refer to almost everything as a pen version internally and yada, yada.
Yeah.
That you have to think about stuff like that. But I could see us, if this came up too early, where we'd be like, it feels like a little premature optimization-y. Like, do you know that you need this? Like, how much work are you willing to put on it? It actually is kind of nice that just by virtue of using Apollo, we're able to kind of do this late. And that we only really have this feature now as we're basically closing out beta. That feels nice. It feels like we didn't waste time on it too early, not knowing that it would be useful. Turns out it is useful, but yeah.
Well, and some of those things, you implement them too early, and then you're like trying to maintain it and change it like as things are growing. And like now that things are relatively stable is a good point to get this in, and we don't have to do as much to keep it up to date.
Yeah, I could see that. In fact, it's making me think about like the structure of the state. If we made some fundamental change to how the structure of the cache, oh, these old JSON files aren't going to work anymore, right?
Yeah.
But like, in a way, who cares? You know, like you can be like, I don't, big deal. Like they're not meant to be these perfect artifacts of history or anything like that. But I could see us like thinking maybe they should be, and like feeling more locked into our cache structure when we really didn't need to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought, just a theory. All right. What else you got here?
Yeah. It wasn't something we, you know, needed to get locked into. We're not trying to build a perfect recreation of the editor. But right now, if we get a debug log in, we can restore that and see exactly what was going on. And hopefully that'll give us more information about like what the actual problem they're running into is. And we can load this up on our development environment too, so that we can actually get into components and see like where that error is happening. Because a lot of times, once you've deployed and everything's minified and obscured, you get those random like minified React errors that give you no information. So actually having it in your development environment is going to be a helpful tool.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, pretty cool. So you should know, if you're a CodePen user and you want like a super gold star next to your name, I will physically put a gold star next to your name in my mind and possibly star one of your pens. If you have a problem with CodePen and you attach a debug log to it, that's a support request. Just saying. Yeah. You're gonna be beloved around here. But you don't have to, because it's just a tool for us, and we can guide you to doing that if it's absolutely necessary. And we do guide you to it in the app in some cases. Isn't there like some extreme cases where something goes wrong and we're like, you should download this log. You're right. Going to need it.
Yeah. Essentially the blue screen of death for the editor. Yeah. If you ever happen to encounter that, it's going to prompt you to send us those logs so that we can figure out exactly why.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. Anyway, I guess we don't need to drag it out. That's the debug logs thing. If any of you out there happen to be using Apollo for your state, you could think about that. You can be like, wow, my whole cache snapshot, I could reload my whole app from that, maybe. Kind of good to know. Something I definitely wouldn't have thought about.
Yeah. Well, it's something we use for server-side rendering. We use it on that aspect too, because we build up a cache on the server and then send that over to the client and kind of restore that. That's probably what gave me the idea as I was working on that.
Probably. You've been Captain SSR lately, so that's definitely like a podcast that's coming up because...
Or three.
It's just been quite a hard challenge. I think it, you know, maybe it is for a lot of apps that use a framework that feels like it was fairly obviously created to be client side first and server side stuff came along later. We use Next.js. It helps with it to some degree. The difficulties are many and difficult still. I don't know what else to say about that. That's wild. But what we're trying to get out of it is speed. You know,
yeah.
We want it to be super fast. We're already pretty proud of the speed so far because of the size of the editor is actually smaller than the old editor, which to me just blows my mind. I'm like, how can it possibly be? It's like so much more complicated. Oh my God. Not complicated in a scary way, just complicated. Just like there's lots of features in UI and stuff. Believe me, we put lots of time to make it not to make it actually simpler in some ways, whatever. I feel like I'm treading water here on that thing. But yeah, the fact that it's smaller is cool, but it is pretty client-side rendered in a way that the old editor being on Rails, we got some, like, you wouldn't even call it server-side rendering. Like, obviously it's server-side rendered. It's just Rails. It's just a website generating a response, and you render the HTML that you get in that response, and then the JavaScript loads and makes it interactive later. Doing that on Next is a little bit more involved, but we've cracked it. It's actually server-side rendered right now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. SSR is out.
Good. And we're just working on improving it in certain ways. But yeah, getting that cache to the client server side was quite the journey. No wonder these two things are peas in a pod, man.
Well, and it did actually turn up one bug already because a user was having a problem. And so I asked them to send in the debug logs, and they were like, the debug logs are like 4 gigabytes, so I can't send that.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, okay. There's some memory stuff going on. We need to fix that up. So we've got some patches in place that have helped.
Yeah, and now, that fix like, is already out, right?
Oh my gosh. Right. Yeah. So a debug snapshot in general is going to be like 50 kilobytes, maybe, you know, 100 or so, just depending on how long you've had it open, how many changes you've made, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I'm glad we discovered that. And so now we are a little more efficient with our memory usage.
Right. I love our users. They're like, I've been working on something for like a week.
Without refreshing or reloading.
Yes. Or drinking water. They just went for it.
Please drink water.
All right, everybody. Drink some water and we'll see you next week.
Bye.